John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's always fun to say he's here, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Helped Define the 1970s, the one, the only, Chris Epting. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John, how are you, man?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine.
We haven't spoken Led Zeppelin since Immigrant Song, and I figured let's get to some Led Zeppelin, and today we're talking rock and roll.
Talking rock and roll, and it's funny. I saw one of the Kiss shows the other night, you know, the End of the Road.
Yeah, I know. I saw the picture of you and your son on Facebook. Okay.
Look, it's a legacy thing. You know?
I know.
but what's interesting is Kiss still, you know, they intro their show with rock and roll. That's the song that gets you up to the curtain drop, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think that song means a lot to a lot of people. It almost didn't happen. We go back to Zeppelin recording, I guess what we colloquially call Led Zeppelin 4,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's got different Zoso or whatever, but it's the album that had Stairway to Heaven, of course, and Black Dog, and Rock and Roll. Well, when they're in the studio, actually Headley Grange, the mansion where they recorded for
a while,
doing this tune, things kind of fell apart. Robert Plant felt that critics thought Led Zeppelin 3 was a little bit too soft, a little too acoustic. He wanted to come back ferociously with some very hardcore rock and roll songs. Well, they're trying to work one up. No one's really getting it. And Bonham, out of frustration, begins the session with in an angry fit. He starts playing one of his favorite riffs of all time, based on the intro to a 1957 Little Richard tune called Keep On Knockin'. Now, if you hear that beginning of the song, that famous, you know, it's rock and roll. He basically clips it. Now, look, Zeppelin gets dinged a lot for, you know, borrowing here and there.
Yeah.
But they make it their own. I think in this case, you know, it's more like a little homage rather than a ripoff. And when Page heard that, when everybody in the studio heard what Bonham was doing, everybody falls into line. They realize this is how this thing should start. And 30 minutes later, the track is basically done.
It took them about 5 or 8 times as much time to record the song as the song was itself.
But I mean, it's funny, you know, sometimes I think every artist knows what it's like to get locked in kind of a block situation where you can't think of something, you're frustrated. And so at the end of the day, you pull something out like that and it kickstarts it in a whole new way. And the fact that it's attached to a classic rock and roll song like Little Richard did, I think really makes it appropriate. And so whenever I hear, you know, when that Kiss show started, I heard rock and roll kick in. I thought of Zeppelin, but I thought of Little Richard too, and that's a good thing.
All right, well, tell you what, let's explain it to people before you go. So here is Little Richard. And now here's Led Zeppelin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.